The Absolutist by John Boyne, narrated by Michael Maloney. Copyright 2011 by John Boyne. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with John Boyne, care of the Hill, Nadel Literary Agency, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tanto Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
Tombland, Norwich, the 15th to the 16th of September, 1919. Seated opposite me in the railway carriage, the elderly lady in the fox fur shawl was recalling some of the murders that she had committed over the years. "There was the vicar in Leeds," she said, smiling a little as she tapped her lower lip with her index finger, "and the spinster from Hartlepool whose tragic secret was to prove her undoing. The actress from London, of course, who took up with her sister's husband just after his return from the Crimea. She was a flighty piece, so no one can blame me for that. But the maid of all work in Connaught Square, I rather regretted killing her. She was a hard-working girl of good northern stock who perhaps didn't deserve such a brutal ending." "That was one of my favourites," I replied. "If you ask me, she got what was coming to her. She read letters that were not hers to read." "I know you, don't I?" she asked, sitting forward now, narrowing her eyes as she examined my face for familiar signs. A sharp combination of lavender and face cream, her mouth viscous with blood-red lipstick. "I've seen you somewhere before." "I work for Mr. Pinton at the Wisby Press," I told her. "My name's Tristan Sadler. We met at a literary lunch a few months ago." I extended my hand and she stared at it for a moment, as if unsure what was...